The Mishnah says in Beya on Lamed Vav Amud Beis that it lists the mitzvah of Kiddushin or lists Kiddushin as a mitzvah harishus. And hence, it is midrabanan, one does not do Kiddushin on Shabbos and Yantif. The question is why? Why? So what? It's a mitzvah harishus. What's the problem with doing Kiddushin on Shabbos or Yantif? So Gemara says, on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, that Chazal were concerned that if you do Kiddushin on Shabbos, it might lead to Chilul Shabbos. Why would it lead to Chilul Shabbos? Because you might draw right up a marriage contract. Or as Tosfos quotes in the Yerushalmi, a different reason. Even if you weren't going to write up a marriage contract, but it's also because you're making a kinyan. It's a formal act of acquisition on Shabbos. In general, we don't make kinyanim on Shabbos. So Gemara asked a more fundamental question based on the way Rashi understands. Why does the Mishnah call Kiddushin a Rishus, a discretionary mitzvah? It should be a mitzvah chiyuvis, because the Torah obligates one to have to for peruvu. Of course, this touches on a more fundamental machlokas, the Rambam and the Rush, where this is where the Kiddushin itself is a mitzvah of Neyatma. The Rush assumes the mitzvah is peruvu. Kiddushin is discretionary to get to peruvu. But the Rambam sheet is that Kiddushin itself is a mitzvah. So you'll have to explain, you know, how they learned that Mishnah, how they learned the Gemara here. But either way, the Gemara asks, why is it called, in other words, why should Kiddushin be called the mitzvah harishus? Peruvu isn't rishus. And so assuming that the purpose of Kiddushin is for peruvu, the Gemara answers, we're talking about someone who already had a boy and a girl. They already fulfilled the mitzvah of peruvu. And when the Mishnah says harishus, it's talking about someone who's fulfilled peruvu, but he still has a mitzvah of la'arav al tanach yadecha, the mitzvah of shevet. So that's what we're talking about. So Rabbeinu Tam over here quotes, he says, my nafkamina is a nafkamina lahalacha. He says, when the Chazal say you can't do a Kiddushin on Shabbos, it's only when when we call Kiddushin a davar rishus. However, a man who hasn't had any kids, or perhaps only one, is permitted to perform Kiddushin on Shabbos and Yantif, since in such a case, Kiddushin is a mitzvah chiyuvah. So that's how Tosfos Rabbeinu Tam seems to say in a Hecha Timsa, where Kiddushin is a chova, not a rishus, so then it would come out that you could do the Kiddushin. The Ran, quoting Rabbeinu Tam, says, even if he disagrees and says you shouldn't do Kiddushin on Shabbos, even if he hasn't fulfilled peruvu, unless he says it's a real shas hadchak. And he says, even in the case of a shas hadchak, he says you could do Kiddushin, but don't do Nisuin, because the act of Nisuin, he says, is a stronger kinyan, since it can complete the marriage process, and it makes you, you're an Eishes Ishba base Bala now. So that's Rabbeinu Tam, someone who needs to fulfill Peruvu, it's a Chiyuv, and he strictly can. And the Ran says, no, you still shouldn't do it, and even if you do it only Kiddushin, not Nisuin. However, the Ramah quotes that, again, B'Shah said Chak, he permits Kiddushin and Nisuin on Shabbos. Mashran like Rabbeinu Tam. So, and that's, in fact, that was, many people had weddings or scheduled for Friday, and let's say it got delayed, so therefore you had no choice, so therefore, you could do it on Shabbos. So the Chai Adam explains Pshat in the Ramah. Why is the Ramah permit in this case Kiddushin and Nisuin? He says you need the following three conditions: that the chassan hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah peruvu. That's number one. Number two, if you delayed the wedding until Yom Rishon, until Sunday, there'll be a big hefsed meruba. You can't save the food. There was no fridges or freezers, or even if there were, things had to be fresh. And three, it would be a big busha to the chazan and kala if you push off the wedding. So if you have all three factors, he hasn't fulfilled puravu, hefsim meruba, and busha, the Rama says you could even do kedusha and nesu and b'shas adchak. And in fact, the Rama gives a ma'isa shahaya, in which he was being marrying off a yisom, an orphan girl, on Friday night. And the wedding was supposed to be during the day, but it got pushed off, and they were concerned that if you waited to Sunday, there might be a lot of fighting, they'll break off the engagement, all the embarrassment, and also it's an orphan, so therefore he was meiko. The Rambam, Maimonides, writes, based on the Gemara in Ksuvos, Hey Amid Aleph, that a wedding should not be scheduled because of this reason, even on Erev Shabbos, because it might lead to Chilul Shabbos. And the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, quotes the Rush, who permits weddings on Erev Shabbos. And in fact, that was the widespread minhag. Today, it's not a widespread minhag, but back in the day it was. It's because who could afford all these weddings? So therefore, you had the wedding during the day, and then you had a Suda Shabbos, i.e., you know, Sheva Brachas meal, so, because you couldn't afford. So that was the widespread practice against the Rambam. Well, today we follow the Rambam. We don't have weddings on Friday, generally speaking, but it used to be the widespread practice. And that's what they talk about, what she does for candle lighting, the light before, after, when is she going to be back before Shkia. So the Chafetz Chaim says, even though the minig was to get married on Friday, you should make sure to try to do it earlier in the day to avoid any chance of Chilul Shabbos, either for people at the wedding, people having to drive home, or go back afterwards. So that's the pshat. The Mishnah clearly says that one should not do kedushin, should not do a mitzvah sarishus, and kedushin is listed as one of them on Shabbos and Yantiv, and the Gemara and the Bavli says because you're afraid you're going to write up the marriage contract. Yushami writes, because of the act of Kinyan. So either way, the Gemara wants to know, what do you mean? Why is Kedusha and Mitzvah Rishus? You have to fulfill Pru-Ravu. He says, it's talking about one which already fulfilled Pru-Ravu. And Rabbi Notam holds Halacha L'maisa, that the only Yisr is on the, when it's a Dava Rishus, like you fulfill Pru-Ravu. But someone who is hasn't fulfilled Pru-Ravu yet, you can't get married on Shabbos, because it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. And the Ran quotes from Rabbi Notam, he disagrees and says, unless it's, you should try to avoid doing kedushin on Shabbos, unless it's a shas adchak. And even then, don't do nesuin, because nesuin is gemar kinyin. The Rama is meiko, and the Chayyadim explains, if you have the following three factors, the chasin didn't fulfill puravu, it'll be a hefsid meruba, but with the food you can't save, and it'll cause great bizayon, embarrassment, busha to the chazan and kala. So therefore, in fact, that was the case he did it in. It was a yisom, it was an orphan girl, and therefore it was worried the wedding wouldn't go through. Other factors, and therefore he said not to do it. The Rambam writes, therefore, because it's the wedding shouldn't be made on Friday because of this, because it might lead to Chol Shabbos, or be the widespread minhag used to be, we don't do it now, because people were poor, they couldn't make a separate meal, they used to do it on Erev Shabbos, and they discuss when the women should light candles. And therefore, however, even though the Chafetz Chaim recognizes people get married on Friday, they said one should do it early to make sure to give people that time to come home from the wedding. So that's the discussion, when is Kedushin and Dvar Rishus, which gets the whole Machlokas Rambam Rush, where the Kedushin itself is a mitzvah. But putting that aside, the Gemara seems to connect it with Puravu, like the Rush. And the Rabbi Natan points out, that's only when Kedushin is a Dava Rishus. But if someone hasn't fulfilled Puravu, so then the rabbis never made the decree because of Dvar Mitzvah. It's a discussion, Kedusha, but not Nisun. Even Nisun, the Rama writes, B'Shas Adchak, you could do all of them, and as long as you know you haven't fulfilled Puravu, the Busha factor, and Hefsid Meruba, and that's the minute we do it on Friday, I mean, we don't do it on Friday, but the minhag used to be to do it on Friday, and the Mishnah Berurah says make sure you do it early, so it doesn't lead to, it's not Goyim Chilul Shabbos.